Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H4Home. Today's topic is Miraculous Ladybug. So I've been obsessed with the show lately. It's so good. And today I'm going to tell you all about it. So let's get started. Warning, spoilers ahead. So Miraculous Ladybug is about two superheroes, Ladybug and Cat Noir. They both have their superhero identities, and then they're just normal people identities, I guess you could say. Marinette is madly in love. Marinette is Ladybug, by the way. And then Adrian is Cat Noir. Marinette is in love with Adrian. We have no idea if Adrian's in love with Marinette yet, but you know, he's kind of leaning towards it. He's always doing these, like, little lovey-dovey eyes. Anyway, Marinette's in love with Adrian. And Adrian is technically not supposed to be in love with Marinette. And then Cat Noir, who is also Adrian, is in love with Ladybug, who's also Marinette. But Marinette, aka Ladybug, is not in love with Cat Noir. I don't know if that made sense, but we're just gonna go with it. And they live in Paris, the dream version of Paris, not the Paris where, like, there's like 10 million people lining up in front of the Eiffel Tower, take some pictures of the dream version of Paris with her parents at a bakery. They have these magic jewels called Miraculouses, which give superheroes their powers. The Ladybug Miraculous is the earrings. And the Black Cat Miraculous, aka Cat Noir's Miraculous, is a ring. And they have these little magical creatures called Kiwamis. Now, Kiwamis is what gives superheroes their superpowers. And Plaid is Cat Noir's Kiwami, and Tiki is Ladybug's or Marinette's Kiwami. And so, yeah. That's pretty cool. There's also this miraculous sort of like keeper person named Master Fu. He can give people the miraculouses. That's how they got them in the first place. And then there's the bad guys, because every single superhero show should have bad guys, or else it would not be a show. But, okay. So the bad guy in this case is a person named Talk Moth or Shadow Moth, because he come up. Because you can combine two powers, and then you can become Shadow Moth for season 4. Yes. But anyway, Hawk Moth, he can use these butterflies called Akumas. Alright, Akumas. And these can akumatize people and turn them into these, like, super villains, I guess you could say. there are super villains, and there's like a bunch of them, and then so Ladybug and Cat Noir have to battle them to get a hold of their Akuma, free them from the evil spell, blah blah blah. And so they try to beat Hawk Moth. Yes, that's how it works. That's like the basics of the show. Some of the other characters are Marinette's best friend, which is Alia, and then Adrian's best friend, who is Nina. And they're just sort of like supporting roles. So, Alia, she is the holder of the Fox Miraculous, which grants the power illusion, because I forgot to tell you guys. Each of the Miraculous powers, they grant a specific power. Like the Ladybug Miraculous grants the power of creativity, or creation, I mean. The Black Cat Miraculous grants the power of destruction. And the Fox Miraculous grants the power of illusion. And then also Nino, who is Adrian's best friend, as I mentioned before, is the holder of the Turtle Miraculous, which grants the power of protection. Now, each of the Miraculous is animal-themed. There's some other Miraculouses, like the Mouse Miraculous. There's like a whole entire box of them, and there's Miraculous all around the world. Right now, as I am recording this, there is two specials, which is the Shanghai special, and the New York special. They're available now to watch. They're just like little movies that have somewhat of a coloration to the show, but not really. And it's just really fun. I watched the show on Netflix, but it's available on a lot of platforms. But on Netflix, only available through season 3 plus the Christmas special, because there is also a Christmas special. But yeah. Now it's time for the house riddle, house riddle, house riddle. Okay, here it is. I can spell, yet have no mouth. I can talk to animals, but I can't speak to humans. I am fierce, but small. What am I? I can spell, yet I have no mouth. I can speak to animals, yet I can't speak to humans. I am fierce, but small. What am I? This one's a pretty tough one, so I'm going to give you a few more seconds to think about it. The answer is a bee. So if you got that right, congratulations. And if you didn't, that's okay. I'm sure you'll get it next time. And I got this riddle from riddles.com. That's it for this episode of Eat Your Home. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. And make sure you watch more like this ladybug. It is amazing. Now it's time for the credits. Your host today was Agata. That's me. And I got the riddle from riddles.com. Make sure to voice message me and tell me a podcast episode I should make next. And while you're at it, make sure you share this podcast with your friends and family. I'm sure they'll enjoy it just as much as you do. Bye! Eat Your Home out.